Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
And good afternoon to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent. She's back on Monday. Don't worry about that. I don't know when exactly the cicadas are going to start popping their ugly little heads up, but I know the Forest Preserve District of DuPage County put together a really funny video that has been on Facebook, and the ecology supervisor at the Forest Preserve District, Tom Vallott, walked us through the fascinating life cycle of the 17-year cicada.
Where we are in the life cycle right now is the cicadas are hiding right just below the soil surface and emerge when the temperatures are right. It's roughly around 64 degrees soil temperature, and they'll come out, crawl up trees or other inanimate objects like garages and stuff, and they will crawl out of their exoskeletal shell, which is the shell that they were in the nymph form, and they'll emerge as an adult. And at this point, they're soft-bodied. They're kind of white. They haven't really gotten their true colors yet. It takes about 2 to 3 days for their bodies to firm up, their new exoskeletons to firm up, and they become their true colors. They get to like a really dark brown, almost black color. Their wings become this really bright orange, which is very cool. And they'll have the distinctive red eyes.
The red eyes. And joining us now is the bug girl, Janelle Iacchino from Rose Pest Solutions. Hi, Janelle.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. So Tom did a great job explaining what happens. They come up, they burst from their shell, they're white and ooey and gooey, then they crisp up, then they get wings, but they're not going to hurt us.
No, they're not. They can't bite. They can't sting. But, you know, I have been telling people the one thing you should make sure you are paying attention to is your gutters. You don't want these exoskeletons clogging your gutters, because that's going to be a magnet for a bunch of other pest issues. You know how you and I have talked about those giant wasps in the past.
Yeah.
Those cicada killer wasps. So, you know, if anything, we're going to see a lot more active predators of these things, because their food source is going to be abundant. So birds are going to be fatter, and, you know, we might be a better fishing season, and we're going to probably see a lot more of those cicada killer wasps, too.
All right. Well, explain something to me, just plain and simply, Janelle. Why do these cicadas exist? And they're gone, you know, they're underground for 17 years. They make new ones, and then those guys crawl underground, and 17 years later, they come back up. Then there's a 13-year group that's also coming up this year. What are they for?
And we have the ones that come around every year, too,
yeah.
The annual ones. So, yeah, it's a great question. A lot of people ask me this, you know, what is their purpose? I mean, they only live like 4 to 6 weeks once they emerge. So how does something that spends that many years underground just doing nothing only live that long? And what is the point? Well, it's a part of the bigger picture. They are such a vital part of our ecosystem, and they are a food source for so many creatures, not only birds, but bats and other insects and mammals. I mean, I've got some curious kittens myself, and they will eat bugs in my apartment when they see them. So there's a lot of things that eat cicadas, and it's just part of our bigger ecosystem.
And they're not bad, like if a dog eats it, because I'm sure Kona's going to play around with him.
If they're extra curious, I mean, they may throw up. Dogs can't digest those wings. So, you know, if they're curious, that's one thing. If they, you know, grab one, it's not going to hurt them, but just be prepared. If they're out there eating a bunch of these things, they might throw up from the wings.
Yeah, I know I do. And can I ask a question? Because I had Gary from Rose Pest Solutions at my house yesterday, because the ants have started to invade, and they're later this year. Why?
Yeah, well, we didn't have rain until, last week starting? So usually the first time we see ants pop is when it rains, and they flood out their colonies in the ground, and we're past that that ground freeze period of time. So things are just starting to wake up, and ants are always going to be one of the first ones we see, and it's due to the rainwater that we have flooding their colonies. So, you know, don't be surprised by that. It happens. Nature happens, but we can absolutely help with that too. If you've got them in your kitchen or in your house, give us a call. Get on our schedule. We can help with that.
Yes, they certainly can. I have been a client of Rose Pest Solutions for years before I even knew you, Janelle.
Aw, thank you so much.
Hey, do cicadas eat ants? Because maybe I'll let some of the cicadas in the house.
They don't, you know. You'd end up with like a farmer in the bell situation. No, cicadas only eat tree bark and tree sap and tree roots and things like that, depending on the stage of life that they're in. So one of the things that I'm warning people about is that this particular insect, the cicada, has like a weird urination habit, and they projectile urinate, and because all they eat is tree bark and stuff, it's sappy and sticky. So like, if you wake up in the morning and you see some goo on your car, it could be from cicadas running through the car wash, and you should be good to go.
And we will be good to go, because here's what happened. I've lived through a couple 17-year cicadas. You know, it's kind of like a cold winter. Once it's passed, you forget about it. But this was the first year I heard about, like, the fire hose urination from the cicadas. And I'm like, oh, that's so gross. But it's been going on for every time, people. And you live through it before. You'll live through it again. Sometimes it's just too much information hurts us.
That's so true.
When can we expect to see them, Janelle?
They're going to be coming out in end of May. We've already started to see them like emerging and digging their holes. They kind of like they create these peep holes so that they can see when conditions are just right for when they're ready to emerge. So the holes are happening. The aeration in the soil is a natural process we love, but they're going to start popping in a couple weeks here. Get ready.
All right. We are ready. And Janelle Iacino, Marketing Director at Rose Pest Control. How do people get in touch with you if they need some service?
Yeah, they can get a free quote from us anytime at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com.
Thank you, Janelle. Have fun with the cicadas.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, news with Steve Bertrand coming up next here on 720 WGN.